Right now, your brain is burning roughly 20% of your body's energy just to, keep the lights on.
Which is a massive metabolic cost, honestly.
It really is.
Yeah.
And to stop that number from going any higher, your brain is actually actively lying to you about your own core beliefs. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are gearing you up for day six of week 12.
Right. The law for this week being believe as you wish, but know why you believe what you believe.
Exactly. And since I teach psychology and you're the neuroscientist here, we need to establish one absolute ground rule before you even open your workbook today.
Total, brutal honesty.
Yes, you have to be completely honest with yourself. Nobody else is ever going to see this self-audit.
Right? Hedging your answers to, I don't know, protect your ego. That will literally just sabotage all the psychological hard work and the neural rewiring you've done all week.
So let's get into the self-audit. For question one, you're going to look at where your beliefs actually come from. Track down the origin of one specific belief you currently hold.
Did it come from actual empirical evidence, or did you just absorb it from your family or culture?
Or an authority figure, right? Because the brain, well, from a neuroscience perspective, you can explain why we do that.
Yeah, the human brain vastly prefers adopting inherited beliefs. I mean, critical thinking is literally exhausting.
And burns calories.
Exactly. When you just accept what an authority figure tells you, you bypass the brain's executive function. You rely on cognitive heuristics, which are basically mental shortcuts that save precious energy.
Wait, hold on though. Doesn't it actually take, like, way more energy to defend a flawed inherited belief, especially when you're constantly confronted with obvious opposing evidence in the real world?
Well, you'd think so, right? But the brain is incredibly stubborn. It uses confirmation bias as a sort of defensive shield.
Ah, so it just blocks it out.
Yeah, it filters out the opposing evidence before it even reaches your conscious processing. Actually, you put me on the spot in our prep for this today.
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah, you wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I absolutely do. So I asked you to name a belief you merely inherited without questioning, just to show how this works.
Right, okay, so early in my career, I inherited this totally dogmatic belief that fMRI brain scans were the flawless holy grail of mapping human behavior.
The glowing brain regions.
Yes. I treated those glowing spots as absolute facts because my mentors did. I mean, I completely ignored the statistical noise, like the fact that these complex algorithms can accidentally show false positive signals in literally dead salmon if you don't calibrate them right.
Wow, dead salmon.
Yeah, it's a famous study. But I ignored those methodological flaws for years because relying on the machine was cognitively cheaper than questioning it.
Which perfectly brings us to question two, that gap between the objective thinker you want to be and how you actually process information.
Right, which you have to confront today. Moving on to questions three and four, you have to argue the opposing side like a defense attorney.
And you need to find a strong point that you previously dismissed too quickly, which is so hard to do.
It is incredibly difficult, mostly because of how we construct our opponents in our heads. We rarely argue with real people.
No, we argue with caricatures.
Exactly, a straw man.
In psychology, we call this in-group, out-group projection. When we encounter an opposing view, our brain perceives it as a literal threat to our social survival.
So we go on the attack.
Right. And to neutralize that threat, we subconsciously strip the other side of all their nuance. We project all the most extreme, irrational traits onto them to create this illusion that our own group is perfectly logical.
It's just a massive ego protection mechanism.
Well, it keeps us feeling safe. But recognizing the opponent's strong points is only half the battle.
Yeah, because question five asks for the real ego hit, admitting when your own side is using weak logic. So I am turning the tables on you now.
Well, here we go.
Yep. What weak, exaggerated, or just poorly supported argument from your side of the academic aisle do you need to stop using?
Fair enough. So in faculty debates, I constantly fall back on the argument, well, the historical literature suggests this or that, usually as a defense against adopting some new teaching technology.
Right, it sounds very academic and smart.
It sounds great, but it's really just an exaggerated appeal to tradition. I use it because I secretly just don't want to burn the mental calories learning the new software.
See, that is exactly the level of self-exposure you need to bring to this audit today.
Yeah, you really have to dig deep. And this process doesn't just happen while you're agonizing over the workbook, right? For question six, you need to look at what surfaced from seeding your bedtime question this week.
Right. Did any strange dreams or, unexpected thoughts pop up?
Because the brain is still working while you sleep.
Exactly. When you let go of that hyper-focused waking logic, your default mode network takes over. It's the background processing system. When you're relaxed, it starts connecting the dots between those inherited beliefs and your actual evidence.
And it surfaces these gold nuggets of insight.
Yeah, insights that your conscious mind was just too stressed to see during the day.
So let that background processor run. Make sure you continue your 3 times a day review stack. That's your 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes.
And definitely keep seeding that bedtime question tonight.
For sure. And look, tomorrow is day 7.
Which is going to be a light, easy day to wrap up. You'll be taking all of this and moving into the next law and module with a totally clean slate.
Inspecting your mental foundation like this is deeply uncomfortable, but it really is the only way to find the cracks. As you dive into your audit today, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over.
Oh, this is a good one.
What if the belief you catch yourself defending the loudest is actually the one your brain is most secretly terrified to lose?